Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. I am joined by our old pal Kevin Williams from the Barcelona football blog. Kevin, how are we doing today?
Fantastic. The sun is shining and we got a bit of non-news because it was fairly obvious. I don't know if you saw the Mingueza quotes where he basically said that, you know, they had stopped working for Koeman, so, you know, no surprise. So, yeah, just another calm Thursday in Barcelona land, right?
Yeah, and so before we get into some Barcelona stuff, let's chat a few minutes about World Cup qualifying stuff. So, two of the bigger surprises from the results, and some could have seen it coming. Portugal and Italy failed to qualify outright, and they're now headed to the playoff. Out of those two teams, who are you more worried about?
I hope they both fall into a giant pit that leads straight down to Hades, and, you know, fall straight into the mouth of Cerberus, the hound of hell. Neutrally, right, I think I'm more concerned about Portugal because they are a much better team that is being outright sabotaged by terrible management. I mean, I don't know how that guy, I mean, if people think Koeman was bad, my heaven. So he's said if they don't qualify, he'll resign. I mean, he should have already resigned. They shouldn't be in the spot that they're in right now. And Ronaldo was berating him after that last match, rightfully so. I think Italy is, I mean, they've fallen on hard times. They're where they are is not that shocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard times, and yet, you know, what was it, 4 months ago they won the Euros, and it's like, you know, it's just how quickly the narrative can flip. Were there any other things of note that stuck out to you from the international break?
How much fun Canada was to watch.
That match was wild, but I mean, just like, there's nothing more typical. I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect than Mexico visiting Canada on a snowy field.
It was like 12 degrees.
Oh my gosh. And the second goal celebration, when I don't even know who, I don't think it was the goal scorer. Someone else came flying and just dove into the snow pile. It was just, that was such a cinematic match to watch.
Funny part about it is Mexico was like, no way. Just no way, right? I mean, you know, you're all out there and you're like, wait, we're actually gonna play in this stuff? It's like 12 degrees, dude. We're gonna play football in this. And, you know, they weren't into it. And, you know, that final was no surprise. And I think they were still stunned from that US match, frankly, right?
And it didn't look like they woke up till the final 20 minutes. And then they had a handful of chances. They, of course, score one goal. But then even in like the last 5 minutes, they had two or three more chances. And it's like just too little, too late.
No, they've always had problems finishing. I mean, they had like four or five great chances against the U.S., right? And didn't finish any of them. So I don't know. I mean, you know, people are snarking about Tata Martino, and he's getting as bum a rap running them as he did running Barcelona.
Yeah, he should have just stayed in Atlanta. We loved him in Atlanta. Let's talk about Barcelona. So we are now a couple days away from Xavi's first match in charge of Barcelona. What a sentence that is. You wrote a piece, I think a couple pieces ago, about Xavi's here. There's much rejoicing. And I love this line. There better be realism, too. What does realism, like, what do expectations look like for Xavi early on at Barcelona for you?
For me, not much. I mean, I want to see them looking like they have a clue. I want to see them functioning like they're a team again, not a bunch of individuals. I want to see people acting like they've played together up before, which is not the case under Koeman. I mean, I want to see structure. I mean, Xavi was renowned for his work with Al-Sadd, but I mean, let's face it, that was the PSG of that league, right? They had all the money, all the players. Of course, you're going to do well. This is a very different situation. So I just want to see structure and some sense that something is building. I think if he does that, the results will come. His first match is not going to be easy, right? I mean, the Catalan derby, I mean, right now, they're ahead of Barcelona at the table. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and then luckily for him, he gets a nice break because only a couple days after that is probably Barcelona's biggest match of the season so far against Benfica, with them coming to town. Is there, like, what do you even expect out of those two matches? Like, the Espanyol match, like, obviously, in terms of, you know, their La Liga chances, like, isn't huge. Like, they're just hoping for top four this year. But the Benfica match, if they lose that, it's all but over in the Champions League. So they have to come out with a draw for that match. Let's talk about Dani Alves. So why is he coming back other than social media impressions? Because they're certainly milking it in terms of what they're doing online with the Dani Alves return. Coming back?
He is, for me, I have called him a player coach, right? So when I wrote about his return the other day, you called him a player coach. He is, you know, it's funny because he's also the best right back on the team right now, but that's more an indictment of Dest and Mingueza than saying anything good about Dani Alves. But the biggest thing that he will bring is that thing that they needed, which is this move, this, you know, sense of drive, this joy. I mean, this has been this most singularly joyless football club really since Valverde took over, right? It's just been like no fun. And I think after a while that joylessness seeps into everything. And, you know, I think that, I mean, notice that the first things he said about Dest and Dembélé were, I want to help them understand what it means to be here, right? What it means to play for this club, because I mean, it's brutal, right? I mean, right now we've been bringing players in and they get tossed into the maw, right? And they get chewed up by media outlets, by supporters, by the Entorno. And, you know, they struggle. I mean, we broke Griezmann, we broke Smedo, we broke Coutinho. You know, we tried to break Dembélé, but luckily he's too blithe the spirit to have that affect him. I mean, it's brutal. So I think that he's a player coach, and his biggest thing will be in the dressing room and on the practice pitch more than anything you'll see during matches.
Yeah, and yet I somewhat expect to see him in a lot of matches early on for some reason.
Yeah, you will.
His thoughts, I found it interesting. I was actually literally just looking at his quotes where he was talking about Dembélé and Dest. Why do you think he singles those two guys out instead of Pedri or Fati? Is it because those two guys are struggling? Like, why would he single those guys out?
Because they're two of the most talented guys on the squad, and they're the key to the future of the first team. When Dembélé is fit in form, I mean, Xavi's right. He's one of the best players in the world. I mean, his pace, his control, his shot making, he's nuts. Dest is got so much talent, right? And he's been wasted so far. He was thrown in too much too soon by a Koeman, and they've both, well, Dest more than Dembélé, have kind of lost their way. So I think he knows how important both of them are. Because, I mean, you know, Jordi Alba is shot. But, you know, Balde, there's a bright, bright future at that left fullback spot. Right fullback is more complex. So, yeah, I think he singled them out. It's talent, it's future, it's both of them are going to be hugely important if that team's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, so let's circle back to Xavi for a second. What makes you think that the Barcelona machine won't chew him up and spit him out like they do every other manager when they're in a rebuild? Do we actually think the Xavi name means something in terms of giving him time?
Yeah, it will get him a little bit more time than it bought Koeman, right? I mean, who himself was a legend, but like not a, you know, capital L drizzled in gold dust slate with Guardiola legend, right? So I think that Xavi will get a bit more time because of that. But if the results don't come, I mean, he too will get tossed into the maw. And the problem will be that they won't be able to fire him because he's their guy, right? So, I mean, I don't know if you know, Big Joan realized what he bought into by appointing Xavi. He can't fire him. Can't, full stop.
He can, but that doesn't mean he won't.
True. But he has been loath to admit being wrong, right? That's been one of his stubbornness is legendary. And I mean, he still has some major atonement to make for kicking Messi to the curb. And I mean, I think that will always be in the back of his mind is, hey, I'm the guy who kicked Messi onto the curb. And he's now in PSG as a great semi-part-time player. And that's also fun.
I didn't say it, you did.
I mean, you know, hey.
It's true. No, every time a PSG, like, I mean, listen, I'm a father of two. So Saturdays, hanging out the kids, having football on TV. Whenever there's a PSG match, it seems like it's 50-50 when I look at the lineups if Messi's in there or not. And yeah. I just don't watch if he's not there. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether he's just enjoying the Parisian culture too much, you know, consuming a bit too many foods here and there and saving himself for, you know, March and April. But it is weird he's not playing that much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Messi is, he's easing his way into retirement, I guess. Like I am, right? You just kind of write a little bit, you chill out, add some pastries, play a little bit, right? I mean, it's, and frankly, good for him, right? I mean, the load he's had to drag around at Barcelona, right, the last three or four seasons, I mean, that man deserves a rest. And he's certainly, you know, getting a nice chill break. And where better to chill out than Paris?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, it is kind of funny talking about PSG, right? Like, if you look at their calendar for the next, you know, 3 or 4 months, the only matches they ever need him for are once they get to the knockout stage of the Champions League.
Yeah.
Like, he's hardly played, it seems like, in Ligue 1. It's already basically a wrap at this point. Like, they could roll out anybody, and it seems like it's a wrap. And so, I mean, I guess if you're Pochettino, you're just like, we just got to keep fresh legs, get one messy burst here and there, and they're fine.
Well, he's saved them twice in Champions League. So, hey, you know, money well spent, or, you know, Dogecoin already spent. How are they paying for him?
Who knows? Oil money. It's just like, who knows where it comes in from. Let's talk about, speaking of money, a team that has none, the team we both cover, Barcelona. That doesn't stop online outlets, including my own, from talking about transfer stuff. There were, listen, you're just going to roll with the punches here. We're going to talk about these like these are serious transfer possibilities. Sport had a report that there were a few Chelsea players Barcelona are interested in, again, despite not having any money. Names such as Pulisic, Hakim Ziyech, and Dave Azpilicueta. Are any of those players you'd like to see suit up for Barcelona? You know, we love aging fullbacks, and Dave Azpilicueta's contract is running out. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, no, right? I mean, Pulisic, I despite the whole Captain America thing, he's one of the more overrated players putting on boots right now. I think, you know, Ziyech, I mean, he's a fun player. But he's a bit too unruly for Barcelona. If they think Dembélé is unruly, they ain't seen nothing yet. And Dave Azpli, him, right? It's like nothing the first team needs, he has, right? Pace, no. Ability to recover. But when old man Sergi can't get over, no. He's not that great in attacking. I'd bring back Dina before I brought back Dave. You know, if I mean you want to talk about a fullback in the Premiership who you wouldn't mind seeing back in the Blaugrana. I mean, Dina's been amazing in Everton, but yeah, none of those Chelsea three will find its way except on vacation.
There was another report, super serious, that Xavi is reportedly keen on Thiago. You know, he's not starting consistently for Liverpool. Is there a hope for Thiago to come back to Barcelona? Yeah, because he's not that good anymore. He's perfect for us.
he's slow. He can't defend. He's frequently injured. He's perfect, right? The only thing Thiago would do at Barcelona is watch Gavi and Pedri play and, you know, play Canasta with Puig. There's none to that.
Now, let me ask the Kevin Williams opinion. What do you want to see Barcelona do in January with their full $10 million they have at their $10 million that they have at their disposal?
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. Agreed. Yeah. You know, let Xavi settle in. They have talent. If you want to spend $10 million, spend $10 million on human growth hormone. Start, you know, shooting players' bones, right, to keep fit. But I mean, just, you know, they need a better physio more than they need transfers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we sign a revamped, maybe like a German medical team? Can we just bring those guys in, just like the crypto therapy? Like, let's just bring it all in.
Oh, that, or, you know, bring in some guys from the NFL. When you think about the injury prevention records that the even mediocre NFL teams have, they would be horrified to see the record of the Barcelona has.
Injury prevention, injury hiding, you know?
Eh? Yeah, you know, hey, Jordy Alba's taken a needle. So, you know, he's already got the NFL culture in his head, right?
Oh, poor Jordy. Okay, so there's not a ton to talk about right now because, you know, it's just this building wave of anticipation with Xavi coming into the club. The next time we chat here in a couple months, what are you hoping the state of Barcelona will be?
I figure they will be top four in the league. They will be in Champions League knockout stages. And we will be buzzing about what a difference a new manager has made. Right? Because I think that, I mean, while Xavi and Guardiola are sitting in the same boat in terms of talent-wise, right? They are in the same boat in terms of they both took over a team that is psychologically damaged, but that has a huge amount of talent. And so they both need to basically hone the weapon and then point that thing in the right direction. So I think that I suspect that next time we talk, we'll be pretty excited about how things are developing.
Wow. So
that's my hope.
So you're kind of buying in a little bit, if you're honest with yourself.
I think it can't be any worse. Right? I mean, Koeman was, he lost the dressing room. They were very clearly not playing for him. And when you think of all the matches that they could have gotten a result from that they didn't because no one knew what the hell they were doing, right down to the manager. I mean, match after match, right? All those, you know, I mean, look at Celta, right? I mean, tell me if a team knows what it's doing, it leaves Aspas by himself on the edge of the box. I mean, he was unmarked, right? I mean, you know, the one guy who can do what he did, hey, let's not mark that guy. It's all going to be fine. There's no way a team that knows what it's doing lets that happen. Never mind my man Easy making that boneheaded run down to the other end and then getting the yellow for simulation in the box, right? If he just runs that ball into the corner and dribbles out time, right, they get a win. So, I mean, they're a badly managed team right now. So Xabi can't be any worse and will likely be much better.
So who are you more excited to see back in Barcelona healthy? Martin Braithwaite or Dembele? It's got to be Braithwaite. We got to get Luke de Jong out of there. It's got to be Braithwaite.
I would say Pedri.
Yeah.
For me. He is mostly because I think, I mean, I'm sort of in a one-man campaign to sit Busquets, right? I think that I hope
I
that,
will sit you know, right Pedri coming you. Back. I am right there with you. Sit him.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that, you know, Pedri coming back will hasten that because, I mean, Nico has been balling, and I think that De Jong would also be really good in the hole. I mean, I just think that Busquets has so many limitations off the ball. I don't, you know, care what he does for the Spanish NT. Playing for Barcelona in that system, he's not a player you want out there when the opponent has the ball. So, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, but I mean, I think that, you know, Dembele is essential, right? We saw just a little bit of what he could do in that brief return that he had. He messes stuff up, right? He takes the ball and just messes stuff up, and nobody knows what to do with them. And, you know, in that, you know, chaos, right? Good things can thrive in that chaos. If you can get him, Fati, and Depay healthy and gelled in the front line, and then you lock down that midfield to say, you know, Pedri, Gavi, and De Jong, I mean, that team's going to go places.
Last question. Philippe Coutinho made it pretty clear he doesn't want to leave the club. Do you have any hope left for him at Barcelona?
No hope at all. He is a broken player. I think that, you know, maybe they can get a cannon and shoot him into the sun. I don't know. But he is a player who is done. He's not, he was never smart enough to play at Barcelona, right? He thinks with the ball at his feet, but he doesn't think very quickly, nor does he think very thoroughly. And so, you know, at the Barcelona, you have to know where the ball needs to be even before it gets to you. He barely knows where the ball is going to be even when he has it. So yeah, no, he's done. I mean, he doesn't want to leave. You know, that's a bummer because I mean, if they now, I don't think that they will treat him as badly as they have been treating Big Sam. I think that what they've been doing to Umtiti is just appalling. But he won't get that treatment, But he can't stay. And I hope that Xavi makes him understand that he can't stay.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got. Kevin, as always, you're a pleasure to chat with, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, always.